after Faulkner started writing and making a name for himself, did that change people's opinion of him? Well, what do people around here think of Faulkner?
Well, they're not around here. There wasn't no one around here. I'm talking about Oxford.
Right.
This was in Oxford, Mississippi, I'm talking about.
Sure.
Well, I'm sure they did. And I had a first cousin in Oxford who was a warm personal friend of and a schoolmate of Faulkner's. And they fished together and they had a boat together on Sardis Lake, and they were in one another's company quite often. They drank together, good drinking companions. And his name was Ross. Ross and Faulkner were good personal friends. And Ross was my first cousin. But he knew Faulkner better than I did, because I was a little older than Faulkner.
Yes, sir. Faulkner had a reputation for drinking, didn't he?
Well, I think he did, yeah. I think he drank. He had a very facile pen, and although he didn't have a whole lot of formal education, he didn't make many grammatical errors. Made some long sentences, hard to pause. You know, back in when my mother came along, they used to do what they call pausing sentences.
Right.
And he would some of his sentences I imagine might be impossible to pause.
It'd be a major undertaking anyway. Sure would. Have you ever been in any kind of clubs around here, Mr. like social clubs or church clubs or anything like that?
Yes, I'm a member now of the Benoit Outing Club. It's a local organization. It was formed right after Cork's cutoff was put in the river and Lake Whittington was formed, which gave us a Stillwater Lake. Part of the river made a Stillwater Lake out here in Baltimore.
Yes, sir.
And we organized a Benoit Outing Club and went to Memphis and bought a quarter boat from the government. Brought it down and established it as our headquarters. And got a keeper and his wife, and they kept the boat and kept everything. And you could go there and get meals. And they gave parties out there. And they had some rooms. There were some rooms that, if you were fortunate enough, you and maybe one other could go in partnership on a room, and you had a room out there. I know I had a room out there on the boat with a partner, and it's the nicest kind of place to take friends, you know. And then fire got into the boat and burned it. The keeper got off just with their night clothes and just skin of their teeth and get burned up. Well, then to replace it, we went to New Orleans and bought an old sea-going boat and had it brought up by a towboat from New Orleans and put in the harbor out there. It was larger. And the hull was full of, from the salt water, it had rusted a lot of holes in the hull. And it seeped water. But we put it in dry dock and patched those holes up for about 4 or 5 feet high. Made it perfectly safe to sit down in the river. Now above that, it was above that waterline was still a lot of holes. But there was no threat under ordinary circumstances. Even ordinary high waves, a high wind wouldn't let any water go in. But we parked it out there where the other boat had burned, and I don't remember the year, but it's been probably 10 or 12 years ago that we had a very hard snowfall.